Good evening, everyone. We have the August 11th session of the Winchester Town Board is now in session. Why don't I say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. So, let's start with... the agenda. Let's start with the roll call. I'm John Delabos.
Ken Dayton.
Our secretary is...
Victoria.
And our representative from Commissioner Sagerblum's office is...
Beatriz Martinez.
Do we have any... Oh, and on speaker, thank you. And on speaker, we have...
Judith Siegel.
Judith Siegel, thank you. Anybody from county? No? Okay. Because I usually forget them, so I figured I'd ask. Okay, so we'll start with the public comments section at the beginning of the meeting. We devote a period to public comments where the general public can speak about items that are on this agenda. It's not a time for discussion or action yet. Nothing may be done on that. You may will be afforded an opportunity to speak on each individual item when they are heard. If you wish to speak to the board, please stand up and identify yourself so that we can have your name for the record. And spell your last name, please. Otherwise, it's not usually works out real well. If any member of the... If any speaker wishes to have a longer period of time, just let us know and we can probably arrange for you to have a few more minutes. I would like to make a motion for the approval of the minutes of July 14th.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Let's move on. Keep wanting to... My finger. I would also like to move for the approval of the agenda for this evening's meeting of August 11th. I so move. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. So we're unanimous so far. It's wonderful. Do we have any informational items? Yes, thank you.
I just wanted to announce Clark County launched their new website today. It's the same website, clarkcountynv.gov. It just has a new look. Please bear with us. Some of the links, if you have bookmarked them, might have changed, so just be aware of that. Also, there will be COVID testing. The closest here is at the Thomas & Mack UNLV site. You have to make an appointment for that. But if you want to just walk in every Wednesday at Parkdale Senior Center, right down DI, it's free testing at 8 a.m.
Now, I have a question. I drove by the convention center yesterday, and I saw a big sign that says free COVID tests, bronze lot, and then there was a sign in the South Hall, enter here. Is that something that...
That's different for different folks in the public. It's usually contracted through UMC.
It's UMC, exactly.
If you have any questions about any specific site, you can go to the website, umcsn.com, or you can go to the health district's website to get clarification.
Thank you very much, because I wouldn't have known that. Do we have any reporting from planning and zoning, or?
Just the items.
Just the items, okay, no special comments. All right, item number one is... UC-20-0307-EJ Club LLC. It's a use permit for the following: alcohol sales, liquor packaged only, and alcohol sales, beer and wine packaged only, with waivers of development standards for the following: reduced parking space dimensions, and alternative landscaping. And also a design review for a liquor store and parking lot in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 1.1 acres in the M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the west side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, approximately 550 feet south of Circus Drive, within the Winchester Township. Is the applicant here? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hi, I'm Nilakshi. I'm going to be the
Could I ask you people all to speak up? I'm hard of hearing, and with the masks, I can't hear what you're saying.
Did you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Good. Yeah. Talk like me, too loud.
Okay, I'm Nilakshi. I come from India again. My last name is HEAMPODILIYANAGE. And address is 2933 Sammy Davis Junior Drive, Las Vegas 89109. So I'm a first-time business owner as an independent woman, and I have more than like 10 years experience at the retail sector. So this is a prime location just across the Circus Circus Casino and the Resort World Casino. And also the Sammy Davis Junior Drive is always busy due to high traffic of the Las Vegas Boulevard. So I'm focusing my business to the Vegas guest as well as industrial focus too. So, and also I can sell my product cheaper comparing to the Las Vegas Boulevard according to the lower rent. So I strongly believe this location is the best location. And my business will generate, like, I'm trying to hire, like, multiple employees, so it will generate employment opportunities too. So I would like to request a use permit for liquor store during this pandemic and this challenging time. And I will introduce my property manager, Marco Caro, and he will address the barriers and design review.
Okay.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Mark DeCaro. I represent EJ Club LLC, the owners of 2911 Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. My last name is spelled V as in Victor, A-C-C-A-R-O. My ownership wanted to comment on the support of Nilakshi in opening a retail liquor store within our building. We're here to support whatever efforts moving forward to make that happen. He did want to comment on a huge fan of Nilakshi at this time wanting to open up a business during the pandemic time. That's going to create employment opportunities for individuals in the area. Some of the things I want to touch on is the design review for a liquor store in parking lot in conjunction in the existing warehouse building. Our building dates back to 1962. When there's more industrial activity happening in that section of Las Vegas. As everybody knows, that area has definitely developed and is changing directions with the development of Resorts World, the development of the Drew, the Ahern Hotel, and the recent sale of Circus Circus and their plan enhancements of that property. We're getting a lot more activity and request for retail use of our building space as opposed to industrial. So that has presented some challenges for us when it comes to the code issues, because code has changed since 1962 to present day, where some things just aren't up today's code standard. One of the things I'll touch on will be our current landscaping. We have a landscaping strip that's roughly 5 feet wide by 180 feet in length that borders Sammy Davis Junior Drive. And in the past, I believe there were palm trees that lined that median. Unfortunately, there is low-hanging power lines directly over the median that we had to remove the palm trees and re-landscape the area. I wouldn't say we re-landscaped it as opposed to repaired all the curbing and kind of dressed things up so it's more presentable. Currently, it's a rockscape landscaping and awaiting kind of approval from the board on what to do next. I know the code calls for trees to be lined and planted 10 feet off center that would fit the median. We would request an alternative style landscaping that is more fitting for less water use because there is not a water source within that landscape area. And we'd like to do something that's consistent with water conservation and do more of a desert style landscaping using indigenous plants of the area that we can have an actual water service come on a monthly or bi-monthly basis and service the median and landscaping needs. So that is something that we have as a request. In regards to our parking, The footprint of our parking lot houses 64 spaces. Our front lot consists of 25 angled spaces, with the back lot consisting of 39 spaces. The front lot all meets code. Our back lot, unfortunately, when we restriped and repaved the back lot, we used the standard footprint that probably dates back 20, 25 years. And those spaces are not consistent with today's code. They measure a little over 8 feet wide by 16 in length, which I believe present code is 9 feet by 18 feet. We also request for our current square footage mix, the parking calculation and the amount of spaces that are called for are required are 80. We have 64. I house an office within the building and can attest that our parking lot never has exceeded 40% capacity pre-pandemic period, with our back lot receiving no use at all. Very sporadically does it get used. So our front lot will maybe be at 80% capacity at height. Our business mix of tenants, they don't really require a high amount of employees because it's one or two employees per unit that we have. We have 9 upstairs office units that range anywhere from 400 square feet to 1,500 square feet. They only use one or two employees per space. And then our downstairs retail, very similar. It only takes one or two to occupy and employ the business, as well as their consumer base. They're not long-term use parking spaces that are needed. And a lot of it is tourist transit, so we're using rideshare, Uber, Lyft, alternative modes that don't require use of space. So we ask for leniency in that approval for this project.
Great. I think.
Public, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Do we have any comments from the public, the general public, on this issue? Okay, seeing none, you're on.
I was just going to say, I think they're reasonable requests. The parking lot, I'm looking at a Google image here, and it's a rather large parking lot in the back.
So we can supply a packet that has photos of actual cars within the spaces that shows an 8x16 space definitely accommodates today's standard vehicle,
nice.
Especially when those vehicles are more energy efficient and smaller in size, as there's times that our vehicles being created are now becoming.
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable request. I think.
I think we're consistent with other buildings that are in the same similar situation, and I can cite addresses where the square footage of their building and in business mix fall under, or I should say, don't meet what the current code requirement is along Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. So I don't think we're asking anything that is not consistent with other properties in the area.
Right.
I don't have a real problem with most of your reasoning, and I do understand the height of the palms having an issue with the power lines, but I am a little concerned that it doesn't seem like, unless I missed it in here, it doesn't seem like you've submitted a, let me look again.
Oh, there's a landscaping plan. Sorry. One of our things that we've done is we consulted a landscape company, Cacti Landscape.
Cacti Landscaping.
Yeah. So we had asked them and presented them, hey, here's our issue. Can you present us with a landscape plan that accommodates code by choosing trees that are accepted within your code and supplemental plants? So they came up with a plan that it consists of ocotillo trees, desert spoon, and yucca trees, as well as being accented with existing boulders. So if you see the colored photos of the elevations that show a front elevation, that'll give you an idea exactly what the landscaping looks like. And it's kind of consistent with our rehab and direction of the building, because we're trying to, our owner is very conscientious of what's happening across the street and wants to better the building through some of the rehab that we have done, which is displayed in the painting of the building, the new roofing of the building, the new plumbing of the building, We actually had to replace sewer laterals that went out into Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. You know, so he's done a lot of, you know, infrastructure rehab to the building, as well as remodeling of the interior units. We haven't changed the footprint of the building at all.
Sure.
The footprint of the building actually is actually less, because I believe there was a second structure that was on the property that I can see from the records that was aligned in the back parking lot on the western wall. And I believe in the purchase of the building in the 1990s, that structure actually came down, increasing the parking lot.
Okay, probably trying to get close to code. I just have one question on your what you have shared with us that you've done. With the extensive plumbing that you indicate you've already done, is there a reason when you knew you were going to have landscaping in this median that you didn't want a water line?
So none of the plumbing that was done was to run a water line would go from the base of the building under the parking lot. So
right.
None of the plumbing that we had to do consisted of breaking up the parking lot. We're not adverse to doing it. You know, if the board says, hey, this is what's got to be done, we'll do it, but we think a better use and design of the landscaping will fit more towards water conservation versus then going through the trouble of putting that and trying to feed water to, if you're putting trees, it's 180 feet, and code calls for every 10 foot on the side to be a tree. That's 18 trees almost, if you're doing simple math that way.
Right.
You know, we think it would be a better suited for desert-style landscaping and consistent with new projects that have pumped in, such as Planet 13 was approved to do landscaping where they kind of did desert-style landscaping without having to do physical trees. We're not adverse to doing it, and we'll do it to support the project. We just want to suggest an alternative direction that is more fitting for the future and future of water conservation of where Las Vegas is going.
And I don't have a problem with your reasoning. I was just curious as to why.
Yeah, so the plumbing that we had to redo was, none of the plumbing that needed to be replaced, we replaced the sewer lateral underneath the entire building, because back in the day they probably did it with cast iron and it started to rust. So we had to break open the entire floor, the length of the building, replace the sewer line. And then the other major project, which was difficult to determine what the cause was all under the street on Sammy Davis Jr. and not under our property. So that's what had to get replaced.
So you had water coming up into the...
Yeah, there were multiple breaks in the sewer line, and you know, and upon discovery and going to this project, I tried to research the archives and actually get the sewer lateral floor plans, and weirdly, we have a tie-in that goes into the property to the south sewer lateral, which I guess is against code as well, but back in the 60s, who knows?
Nobody cared.
So that's the reason. It never afforded us the opportunity. If our parking lot was already being dug up, then we would have ran pipe and we could have done that.
Right. No, I understand. I was just curious what your reasoning was. Does anybody have, I mean, Judy, do you have anything you'd like to ask or add?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, very good. Ken, would you like to make a motion?
Yeah, I would. I move to approve. Hold on, I got too many papers in front of me. I'm looking at. I move to approve the request, and in totality, I guess going against the denial of the staff, I would approve the waivers of development standards 1, 2, and 3. With the preliminary staff conditions.
Okay, and what about the design review, sir?
I would also approve the proposed design review for the applicant. I think it makes a lot of sense. And
the use permit?
Are we approving the use permit as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
We also have to approve the use permit. That's the first item.
Yeah, so my motion is to approve the use permit, to approve the waivers of development standards 1, 2, and 3, and the design review.
Okay, shall we take a vote? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you. Number two. We have VS-20-0328-305 CCD LLC vacate and abandon a portion of a right-of-way being Convention Center Drive located between Channel 8 Drive and Debbie Reynolds Drive within Winchester. A description of this site is on file. Do we have the applicant here?
The applicant's on their way. I reached out to them. They haven't responded back. They got two flat tires.
Ooh. Well, what time do we have? Well, it's only 6:20. Should we give them till 6:30 and then call it a day? Is that fair?
Up to you.
I think, yes, sir?
Well, I have a question about this.
Oh, by all means, correct.
Perhaps you guys could answer for us.
Sure.
So we have to, we can't answer it until we open the public comment.
Yeah, which has to be when they present.
Yeah, so we can take a 10-minute recess, and what we can do is we can, if they're not here, you can still open the agenda item so you can ask your questions. We might not be able to answer them, but you can still ask your questions on the record, and then...
Yeah, depending on what the question is, it might be just their something they have knowledge over something.
You don't understand this.
Could you see the description on file?
Yeah. Well, the applicant's not here. Usually they are going to lay out exactly what the project entails. And, you know, we only have what's written down on this paper, which isn't super descriptive. So
Are you aware of what this project is?
Not exactly.
Okay. No. That's fine. I'm not diminishing. I'm just asking.
John,
yes.
We can't discuss it until the applicant.
I can't even tell him where it is.
What is it?
Well, let's just wait. I mean,
okay.
Either we take a recess.
I didn't know
or
that.
We,
yeah,
we
that's just... fine. I just didn't know. I figured if he just wanted to know where it was, we could just share where it was located. But we can wait. That's no problem.
So we'll give him 10 minutes?
Yep. I think that's fair. 6:30, and if they're here, they're here, and if they're not, they'll have to postpone.
All right.
So you can recess for 10 minutes, or until a call of the chair, or until the applicant arrives.
Well, I think 10 minutes, because until the applicant arrives, we could be here at 7:15 for all we know.
All right.
That wouldn't be fair to anybody else.
Great.
Okay, so how's your golf game?
It's actually not that good.
It's actually not that good. Okay, so I think we have a person.
We do.
Wonderful. Hope you're, trust you're alive and well. Let me read this item again, since we didn't have you here for the first reading. We'll give you a new reading. Application number VS-20-0328-305 CCD. LLC, it's to vacate and abandon a portion of a right-of-way being Convention Center Drive located between Channel 8 Drive and Debbie Reynolds Drive within the Winchester. Description on file. That brought up a lot of questions, so we're going to let you answer that. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Do you want this one?
We have an easel.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have an easel. We went through the easel thing years ago. Okay, thank you, sir.
So my name is John Merrick. Last name is M-A-R-E-K.
Thank you.
Address is 6345 South Jones Boulevard, 89118. We are requesting to vacate excess right-of-way along Convention Center. This was asked of us in the Notice of Final Action, dated 10-9-2019. The proposed vacation is to provide areas for future construction.
Can you put your whole mask back on?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Here
you go. I didn't see that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. For future construction of a detached sidewalk, installation of proposed utilities, of pedestrian access, streetlight, traffic control devices, and etc.
Okay, now is this along Convention Center Street?
Yes. Basically, we're vacating right away and to put in a detached sidewalk.
Okay, so it will not be curb sidewalk.
No.
It'll be curb median sidewalk.
Exactly.
Thank
yes.
you. Okay. Do we have any questions or comments from the group?
So that's what this is asking for?
For the right to do that, yes, sir.
For the right to do that. To
yes,
have
sir.
A curb, a median, and a sidewalk.
Right.
As opposed to...
curb, sidewalk.
Right.
Like a lot of places on the strip, you step off the sidewalk, okay. You're in the street.
Okay.
And it's right. Only from Channel 8 to Debbie Reynolds that they're going to want to do that?
Correct.
It'll be in front of their property.
Right, okay.
Well, your property doesn't go all the way to Channel 8, does it?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right, I'm not sure exactly what this street is here right off the top of my head.
Well, there's Debbie Reynolds and then Channel 8 is the next one going west.
Yeah.
But the ones in the north.
Right, yeah, then...
it's where your right hand
is. If it's that, yeah, right there, then yeah, it's just past it. Wherever the property line is, they can only, you know, up to their property line.
The one in the north is Kirshner.
Is the church?
Kirshner.
Oh, Kirshner.
Kirshner,
oh, okay.
That's vacated. That no longer exists.
But then, okay, that's on the showing.
Right.
Between Convention Center and...
There was one south called Sadie Lane.
Oh, now you're going back, boy.
I am. It's in the telephone book from 1969. But that was vacated, too.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That was our north access to our property.
Oh, and where's your property?
No, it's not. It's just basically we're vacating the right-of-way, but still giving, you know, allowances to the county to maintain any type of utility easements, pedestrian access easements, traffic control devices, and et cetera. It's pretty standard for a detached sidewalk.
Are you going to be moving the utilities underneath it?
I don't know. I'm not sure, actually. This is at the very, very beginning of the stage, so...
This portion is really a cosmetic request more than
right.
Anything else, right?
Right. Yeah, that's the way to say it.
Do we
yeah.
have any other questions or comments from the audience? Any more clarification?
Can I ask him about...
Well, yeah, I was asking for where is the description on file?
It refers
there
to...
There is a notice of final action?
No, sir. Where the vacate and abandon, that sentence... that is requesting what you would like. The last part of that sentence is a description of this is on file.
You wanted the description of the plan? Of all of it?
Well, it says there is a description on file.
Okay.
I'd like to see that.
So you can go online to the website.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all on there. So if you go where you get your agenda, you can find the agenda, and then you can scroll
the
down.
Agenda. Mm-hmm.
You have all the backup information.
Which is all.
And you click on this application, and it will be contained in that information, correct?
And that's just the website
yes.
here?
Yes, correct.
Zoning meeting at Clark County?
Yep.
Okay.
Feel free to call. Sometimes it's like a labyrinth trying to get in there, so you can call and just ask. They can email you the direct link as well.
Yeah, they can either walk you through it verbally or they can email you a direct link to whatever you want to see. So that can make it really simple.
I think we kind of got our questions answered. I mean, this is, you know, big capital letters, vacate and abandon, and what's that? And then I didn't make any sense of what it was.
This is the most questions I've ever gotten about a detached sidewalk, but that's okay.
You came
some,
late,
yeah,
so you
I,
have
exactly.
to do something.
Right.
So you have to sing for yourself now.
Yes, I should be all. Yeah, you're right.
If I would have said detached sidewalk instead of, you know, whatever, describe what it was.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, so a detached sidewalk? Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, really.
So you're saying you don't like the sidewalk in the rails.
What's that?
You're saying you don't like the sidewalk that is there?
That's up to the property owner and their design team and how they want that.
What they're looking for is a median of landscaping between the street and the sidewalk. They want a buffer. You know, like back east, they have those buffers between the residential streets. Nobody builds up to the road. We only do that here.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be the busiest half block in town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. And that's probably why they want the buffer.
Yeah.
So do we have any other questions or comments? How about from the board? Mr. Dayton?
I don't have any questions.
Ms. Siegel?
I'm good.
You're good? Okay, I would like to make a motion to approve this vacation and abandonment request. All those in favor?
Aye.
With staff conditions, thank you. Aye, opposed? Motion carries, thank you for coming.
I'm very appreciative, thank you so much, honestly. I mean, I don't want to make excuses, I'm just very appreciative.
Well, no, I couldn't see you having to do this twice.
You know, honestly, thank you, yeah, I appreciate it.
No problem.
I really do. I won't forget it.
Thank you for being kind and grateful. That's very nice, makes it worthwhile.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go back to the rest of our agenda here. Give me a second to find it. Okay, do we have any additional general business? No, we don't, okay, seeing none. Do we have any additional comments from our audience on anything that pertains to what we have done so far this evening? Or anything else that's a matter of concern? Okay, seeing none, our next...
I do have a question.
Oh, yes, sir, go right ahead. Yes, sir.
Speaking about that same property, maybe you guys can help me out, because we live right there at Metropolis, and we use Debbie Reynolds a lot.
I know where, I know exactly where you are, yes.
If we want to go east, we kind of have to go that way, because we can't get onto Desert Inn.
Yeah, no, I totally empathize.
The intersection at Debbie Reynolds and Convention Center, there's like a chain link fence that these property owner that guy just left, that they put around that property.
He's still here.
Oh, he's still here, okay. They put a chain link fence around that quite a while back.
Yes, sir.
And I presume it's authorized, but it's right up against the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's the way it is at the strip too.
And when you look at that stop sign, it blocks the vision of traffic coming from the west. Looking to your left.
Even the chain link?
I mean, it's, you know, we survived this far, but is it fair to presume that fence is in an authorized place, or is it in a place it shouldn't be? That's my question of you guys, if you know.
We wouldn't know that, but you can go to Clark County Code Enforcement, and you can start a case on it, and they'll look at it to make sure. Clark County Code Enforcement make sure everything meets Title 30, which is what they do.
That's a site visibility zone issue. So you definitely, I'm sorry, she's saying, she's 100%. You need definitely bring it to their attention. Things like that they want to know about, because, you know, you try to plan for that stuff in the future, but if something's blocking, you know,
we don't want an accident, so. You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
John, you can close it out.
Okay. Seeing no more business, our next meeting is August 25th. Thank you very much for coming. We are adjourned.